الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها وقال ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله In the verses we discussed last week, Allah Ta'ala made a indication to the various ways that Allah Ta'ala had helped the people of the cave. And at the beginning it was mentioned that this was not only for them, but this is an example that any person who is ready to put his heart, his life in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, not only will the worldly powers come at his disposal, وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ, you will even find the sun, meaning heavenly bodies, they will also be working for that person. And every person around him will become filled with his awe. As he needs to move around in the world, Allah will make his journeys easy. Now Allah Ta'ala makes mention, وَكَذَلِكَ أَعْثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ, that just like how we had protected them and we made that an ibrat, a lesson for the world, similarly we made all mankind aware of their whereabouts, of the incident, of their history. لِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍ, so that till the day of Qiyamah, whoever will read this incident, whoever will read Quran, he will understand that whatever promises Allah has made, he will have a chance to see it with the physical eye, meaning how Allah fulfilled the promise. And from among those promises, one is the dunyawi promises that Allah promises He will look after. And Allah Ta'ala showed how He looked after. And then there is another promise which is, وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا, and they will understand that like how all the other promises were true, there is the promise of Qiyamah. And that promise is also a promise in which there is no doubt. If a person has the fear of Qiyamah, many a thing which we presently do today, we will never do. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahimullah, one of his poems that he used to recite quite often was that, oh friends, if I have done anything wrong to you, come and take revenge today. Aaj aakar le intiqam. Do not delay this work of revenge till the day of Qiyamah. Let there be no ruswai in front of Allah. Let there be no disgrace on the plains of Hashar. And if a person has Qiyamah in front, fights with people, arguments, stealing money, and all the jali fitna we find around, three-quarters of it will be gone. وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا, how all the promises of Allah will fulfill with these young boys. Men should understand that that promise also, that Qiyamah is coming. So Allah Ta'ala now highlights two things that happened with these boys. إِذْ يَتَنَازَعُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَمْرَهُمْ, that time is worth mentioning. That when after the boys were found, which we all know the incident, they came out of the cave, whether one came out or all came out, whatever happened. And then they say that he went to the market and he used his old coins of 300 years previously to buy something. The person who took the money from him, obviously where that person is going to? Imagine you paying with currency of 300 years ago. Recently in America, one person reached a This is a real incident, just to show that the Jali Fitna, television, has made people's minds go upside down. So one person, he came to a shop recently in America, one of the areas, states, and he bought a lot of groceries, which must have come to about $1,000, $1,500. And then he took out a check, he took out a bill, a $1 million bill. And he gave it to the man, he said, can you give me change? So the man looked at it, and immediately the police were called. Where did this $1 million, and they said they only have made one so far in America. So this was a counterfeit, they caught him and he was locked up for 5 months or 6 months in jail. But what an idiot he must be also to go there and ask, can you give me change? You buy for $1,000, and he really thought he'll get his change, meaning $1,000,000 less. So these young boys, they gave that few coins. Whether one gave it or all gave it, who knows what happened. And then the whole charsha started. And then they went to the higher authority. They finally landed by the king. The king wanted to know what happened. He was a man of the scriptures. He had read of something happening in the past. So now they became very famous. And thereafter they disappeared. They went back to the cave. Whether they remained for 1 day out, or they remained for 1 year out, or they remained for 9 years out, it's not really clear how long they remained. But a time came when they said that we can't live in this environment. We are of 300 years previous. Imagine if someone has to come today, in 300 years ago he went to sleep, and he sees a phone, he sees a radio, he sees cooking methods have changed, driving, which he has never heard about in his life, is happening normal. So they started feeling uncomfortable, and after a while they said that we can't live like this, we want to go back. After that what happened, whether they died again or they went back to sleep, that's also not known. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, whatever happened, happened, but once they went back in the cave, they became famous. It was a miracle. And everyone started discussing it. Until a time came where in the Christian religion, the people of the cave became a main focus. Like how when students are studying, then you will say, Raf'ul Yadain is a main masala. This will definitely come out in the imtihan, which hardly ever comes out. So in the Christian religion, this is one masala. The people of the cave. And they discuss it. يَتَنَازَعُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ Allah Ta'ala says, Niza would take place amongst them. There was different groups of the Christians, each one presenting dalail regarding these people, amrahum, every issue of these people, regarding their number, how many were there, regarding their color, their complexion. Forget their complexion, the ikhtilaf has gone to the extent, what was their dog? Was it an Alsatian? Was it a Doberman? What dog was it? Did it have stripes, no stripes? What was the age of the dog? Where the dog came from? Was it a pet dog? Was it a shepherd dog? So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala now makes ishara towards that. And for students of deen, this is a very important ishara. The first thing Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, when the argument started, فَقَالُوا أُبْنُوا عَلَيْهِمْ بُنْيَانًا There was one group of people who said that these boys have to be remembered. We can never forget them. So let's put up a big monument. Or how we say normally, a big board, and you write all their names. So and so, son of so and so, the history. You'll put up a museum. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, Rabbuhum a'lamu bihim. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala knows regarding them whether the intention was good, not good, whatever. But the purpose of putting up a statue will never ever create what Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala desired. Ibrahim alayhi salam made a sacrifice. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala never wanted a statue of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The haqiqat of what he did, his reality has to come into people's lives. So by putting up a museum, there was going to be no benefit. But many a time when someone passes away, our own people will say, we have to put a nice board, huge board. And we will write his name in so many alqab, titles, so that the world will remember. In Islam, there is no such thing like that. In Islam, for the man to be remembered, the progeny, the offspring, the students of that person must be good. قَالَ الَّذِينَ غَلَبُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِمْ لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, a second group stood up, and they said, these boys gave their life for Allah. Let us learn a lesson for them and let us give our lives for Allah. Let's build a masjid. And in the masjid, Allah who they died for, who they gave their life for, that Allah will be worshipped. And they put up a masjid. But Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, they never fall into what was, what ulama have mentioned, when you got an imarat, bara'e imarat. To put up a structure just for the structure. Once a year people will come, look at it, say, wah wah, pay 5 rand, 10 rand and go back home. And one is an imarat bara'e ibadat. They put up a structure where Allah could be worshipped. If ever someone passes away in our family, And we want that person to be remembered. There's no purpose of building a nice monument and naming it after him. Put up a madrasa where people will study. Put up a masjid. Gives kitabs out for Allah's pleasure in that man's name. If ibadat is the maqsad, that person will get all the benefit, but the haqiqat will be looked after. So Allah tabarak ta'ala mentioned that. That there was one group who was going to fall in what's called la ya'ni, no benefit. Another group said they gave their life for Allah, put up a masjid. Thereafter amongst the Christians, Allah tabarak ta'ala says the ikhtilaf started. There were amongst them those who said, ثَلَاثَةٌ رَابِعُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ. Their number was three, the fourth was the dog. Some said, no, there were five, the sixth was the dog. And finally there was the last view, which said, no, there were seven, the eighth was the dog. Allah tabarak ta'ala says, قُلْ رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ بِعِدَّتِهِمْ. Tell the people that Allah, He knows how many they were. So many places in Jannah has been made. If there were seven, they'll get seven places. If there were five, they'll get five places. If there were three, they'll get three. What difference it makes to the rest of the world how many they were? We're not going to give them their place in Jannah. فَلَا تُمَارِ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا مِرَاءً ظَاهِرًا. This is not a thing to discuss and to break head with and to start fighting about. وَلَا تَسْتَفْتِ فِيهِمْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. This is not a thing to make great research in. What ishara is given here is that many a time knowledge is studied also, but the purpose of the knowledge is just the ma'lumat itself. And the reality behind that ilm, that never comes out. Example, a group of students are discussing a masala. That when the adhan is going, is it sunnah to give the answer, or is it wajib, or is it farz, or is it mustahab? And everyone is giving top dalail, proofs. And everyone by heart is giving it. And how strong is giving it, and at that time the adhan goes. And as the adhan is going, not one of those five answer. The one who said it's wajib, the one who said it's farz, the one who said sunnah, mustahab, it was an ikhtilaf, barai ikhtilaf. It was something to be written, there was no practice. Allah tabarak ta'ala says, ilm should never become like that. If you want to be protected from the jaliyat, ilm needs amal. It needs a haqiqat, a reality. A person says, what are the different du'as when entering the masjid? Is it this du'a or that du'a? What's the i'rab behind it? Is this one sabit, that one sabit? But when that man enters the masjid, no dua comes out. So then it became ilm barai ilm, which we have found in many countries of the world, where American, British forces have allowed Islamic ta'limat. It can take place, no problem. Huge institutes were put up, you become a doctor, a scholar. But you ask that person who goes to study there that now you doctor so and so. In our country, when you become a doctor, you'll have to go work with your tools. You'll have to go for housemanship, you'll have to go to a hospital. In Arab countries, you want to become a doctor, just go to a madrasa. But when that person becomes a doctor, and you ask those students, how was it to become a doctor in Islamic sciences? Meaning you won't call yourself a Maulana. Maulana is a very low word. It seems you have come from India. But if you want to be high, then you are a doctor. So you ask that person, how is it to be a doctor? The person studying there will say that my own doctor, sheikhs, my ustads, they come and teach the dars, but they're also smoking. They might even give a whole dars that the Saudi government has said smoking is haram, tadkhin, mamnu'. But that same man who's making tadkhin, mamnu', is also making tadkhin behind the back. When ilm became barai ilm, then ilm will spread throughout the world. It will be on the internet, you can get any masala you want. Where a person, if his car has a problem, he goes on the internet, you get 50 mechanics ready to answer. They say, just put 50 rand in our account, we'll give you the answer, what's wrong with your car. In masail, the same masala is. 50 alims are all the time online, you give your fatwa and the answer comes immediately. No hawala, no kitab, but the answer is there. And whichever answer you want, you can pick and choose. But it became ilm barai ilm. Where a man gave a great poem once in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person heard that poem, he said, this man is filled with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He made a special journey just to go see that person. When he came there, he found the person was shaving his beard. That's when ilm becomes barai ilm. It's just a mashghala now, a fun. I will go study there, I will study here, I'll be on the internet, I'll learn mantiq here, I'll learn falsafa there, I'll learn aqaid here. But when you look at that person's amal, forget the inside, even the outside. If someone doesn't tell you this is sheikh, doctor, so and so, you will never think, you'll think he's a gardener, you say, come clean my garden. There is absolutely nothing on the outside which is showing that barai, the haqiqat of ilm. Allah tabarak ta'ala says the Christians fell into numbers. A time came when the Christians were discussing the urine of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Is the urine pure, urine not pure? And great discussion. The numbers of the Ashab-e Kahf. But when Amal came, who is attending the places of ibadah? There was no one. They were fighting about the number. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, is this the haqiqat of Ashab-e Kahf? Did those boys give their lives so that people later on can fall into their story? Were they tall, were they short? Were they old, were they young? Was their dog or this dog or that dog? Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, a haqiqat they left for the world. That how they sacrificed their life for Allah, we must learn to sacrifice. If a student studies as an alim, he graduates a mufti, qari, muhaddis, gone, everything. But if that ilm did not transform into amal, and that amal never became a hal, a condition of that person, then how many stories we have heard of our students who go back to their countries, and a person comes and he says, make dua for that person, his halat is not very good. And then we ask, what do you mean? The person says, I feel shy to say. Minimum, he says that the beard is long time gone. The kurta is long time out. But the work that he is busy doing that day, it's too disgraceful to even mention. Forget the outside. Not studying in other madaris, studying in our own madaris. May Allah tabarak ta'ala protect us all. Let ilm be for amal. To become a hal, that when we go out in the world, this what we are studying must not just be like how the Nasara studied their numbers. This is the masala, that's the masala, that's the masala, that's the masala. You go out, and whoever is ready to give you money, you just sell your whole deen. So a big ishara was given, that learn ilm, but there must be a haqiqat behind it. Don't fall into small, small, trivial matters and forget the reality. Allah tabaruk ta'ala now starts mentioning what was the reality of these boys. That Allah doesn't want us to learn their numbers regarding their dog, regarding putting up a museum in their honor. But they left a reality for the world, and if the world can take this reality, then how they protected themselves, we will be able to protect ourselves. The first reality they left for the world was, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَٰلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا إِن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. When they stood up, the king and everyone around them said that if you all don't change, then we will make sure you all change. When those young boys stood up, they said that the king can't do anything, Allah does. They negated every power around them. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala in this verse is saying, we have to learn to negate every power around us. And when we negate America, and we negate Britain, and we negate France, then there's one more negation, that that's the negation of myself also. That as I say, he can't do, and she can't do, and they can't do, we have to learn to say, I also can't do. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَٰلِكَ غَدًا. Do not say for any action that you are intending to do, I am going to do it. Rather say, if Allah wishes, the work will get done. إِلَّا إِن يَشَاءَ Allah. And when the work gets done, then never ever look at it with that smile and say, look what I did. Rather at that time say, مَا شَاءَ Allah, this is what Allah did. And on those two words, إِلَّا إِن يَشَاءَ Allah, what we normally say, إِنْشَاءَ Allah. And مَا شَاءَ Allah is the first realities which these boys left. That man cannot do, Allah does. But how many of us also, example, we spot. And to spot an imtihan is not an easy thing. And normally whatever you spot, hardly it will come out. But so much of ours will be given. My one friend, he told us in the final year, you know, so many years we spotted and it never came out. Rather this year I don't come for the spots. Every year it never came out, I managed to pass. Rather don't come this year, spend a little extra time sleeping. I still managed to pass. But imagine the spot comes out. Then the man who spotted, how happy he feels in the imtihanga. And he wants everyone else to praise him also. Hey, your spot was right. Where I chose the right place which is going to come in the imtihan. That smile that comes out, if it comes out and he says, Allah, you let me choose the right thing, Mubarak. And if that smile comes out that I chose the right thing, day and day he's gone. And it's not an easy thing. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala immediately says, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ. Whenever you forget to ascribe it to Allah, then immediately make tawbah. إِذَا نَسِيتَ, whenever you forget, then remember Allah again. وَقُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَهَدِيَنِ رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا. And say, oh Allah, make it that next time I don't make the same mistake again. You wrote a wonderful imtihan, you came out first, that one smile came, you forgot Allah's name, make tawbah immediately. If we, people who are regarded as alims, cannot learn to ascribe to Allah, we can't expect people around to learn. Every sentence of us must be, this is what Allah has done. Our inside must say it, our outside must say it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned the beauty of this MashaAllah, a scribe. He said, Allah gives you a gift and you say, MashaAllah. In that gift you will never see that which will make you sad after that. Meaning Allah will look after it because you ascribed it in the right place. Before you do the action, say, InshaAllah. When the action gets done, MashaAllah. And if you ever think you can do, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, what can man do? وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِئَةٍ سِنِينَ. Those boys remained in the cave for 300 plus years. قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا. Only Allah knows how they managed during those years. They themselves were fast asleep. They never knew whether mice were coming around their bodies, whether insects were coming close to their bodies. They never understood whether they're moving this way or that way. أَبُصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِ. One Allah was looking at them, one Allah was hearing them. مَا لَهُمْ مِن دُونِهِ مِن وَلِي. They had no one else to look after them. وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا. When Allah was passing a command, turn this way, nobody else was coming to turn them. The only problem is because we live in Darul Asbab, we see certain things happening where we start ascribing to certain things. Those young boys never saw anything happening, so they couldn't ascribe. When the time to turn came this way, that way, there was no machine that was going to turn them. But we're going to live in an era where machines are going to be doing everything. But Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, just like how we all understand those boys, Allah alone looked after them. Learn to understand, we also, it is only Allah looking after us. A man is healthy 100%, he goes to the doctor, full checkup. Doctor says everything 100%, he just walks outside, he has a heart attack. Because the doctor himself says, what's happening on the inside, where this cell is going that way and that blood is coming this way. And as the nerves are going this way and the veins are going that way, what's moving this way, that way, who's doing it? If Allah is doing everything on the inside, the hearing is because of Allah, seeing because of Allah, walking because of Allah, thinking because of Allah. Man has one stroke and look at him. Why yesterday this part of the mouth could move and that part could move? Why yesterday if he wanted to blink, he could blink, but today he can't blink. If man thinks I am doing that, Allah has given us examples of people around us. Then how come he can't do that? But very, very ignorant is that man who sees himself doing something and he sees that I am doing. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, 300 years there was no one to move them, but they were moving. You are 60, 70 years, don't think people are moving you. It is one Allah. So one reality the people of the cave has given. That learn to negate everything around us, learn to negate ourselves also. There is no ana in Islam, it is only Allah. There is no I, it is Allah will do. If Allah chooses me, it is His kindness. And if Allah chooses somebody else, Allah is the best of choosers. There is no jealousy and there is no pride. وَتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. The second lesson the people of the cave left for the people of the world was they are called Ashabul Kahfi wal Raqim. Raqim, according to Mufassirin, means they had a certain scripture with them. When going into the cave, they took something written. That these are the things our Lord wants, or these are things to read. Whatever they had with them, but we all know what we got with us. We got Quran. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, second thing to protect yourself from the Jaliyat is continuously recite what has been sent from your Lord. Meaning hold on to Quran. لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا. Besides Quran, there is no other road you will find, Ya Allah. As we walk around the world today, you will see amazing advertisements. And an advertisement is such that will never ever tell you I'm advertising. It will just be there. It will never say, look at me. But as you're driving, your eye will fall on it. You will see surf is advertised. When you will go to the shop, there are so many different items that you can use for washing clothing, but your mind will be that no, surf is the best. And automatically you will pick up surf, you won't even look at the price of it. If the other one is cheaper also, you'll automatically say no, cheap means no good. Surf means very good. Whereas where it's made in China, both are made in the same place. One just got a label surf, one got no surf. Cheaper brand, more expensive brand. People who sell cell phones, they'll tell you they sell the same phone in two areas. In the rich area, they'll sell that phone for 1,500. In the poor area, they'll sell it for 700. They say because the rich man is such, if he sees it for 700, he'll say, no, no, it's not good stuff. And if you tell him 1,500, he'll say, yeah, good stuff, and he'll buy it. What it is, advertisement. Coke, Pepsi. A boy just goes, he's thirsty. Water is the best remover of thirst. Whereas cold drink never ever removes thirst. But when the time comes to drink, you'll open the fridge, you will automatically take out that Pepsi. Advertisement. Allah Tabaraka Taala says to break advertisement, it is Quran. If a person takes poison, he has to take something else inside also. Where our minds become poisoned with advertisements. And that person who sits in front of the television, and that advert of the TV, as it penetrates his mind, then that poison that starts going through the body, what will remove the poison? Allah Tabaraka Taala says Quran will remove the poison. Whether man understands Quran or he doesn't understand Quran. If you read a lot of Quran, you will see your inside will start getting made. Forget the inside. Indication has been made in the ahadith that a man who reads Quran, even his outside gets protected. A man who reads an old age, normally he got the fear of becoming now mad, senile. That he'll ask one question, 5 minutes later he'll ask the same question. He forgot he asked. Again he'll ask, Ardhal Umar. But indication has been made, a man who reads Quran, forget his inside protected, even his mind will be protected. He'll never reach that age. So Allah Tabaraka Taala said, two realities of the people of the cave, may Allah bring it within us. One is every sentence on our tongue must be inshaAllah, mashaAllah. And there must be reality behind that. Before I do the action, if Allah allows it will happen. After I do the action, this is what Allah wanted. Never attribute to myself. And the second thing is read a lot of Quran. The more Quran we will read, the more the inside will get made, the outside will get made. May Allah Tabaraka Taala bless us all with tawfiq.